The economy, markets, and the deus ex machina, the thing that appears from out of nowhere. I'm David Brancaccio in New York. President Trump has nominated a permanent director of the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. This is the outfit created after the financial crisis to protect consumers in the financial sector. The nominee, Kathy Kraninger, is a federal budget official. Marketplace's Mariel Segarra is here live with more on this nomination.
The White House says it chose Kraninger because of her government management experience. She's an associate director at the Federal Budget Office. She's also worked for the Transportation Department and the Department of Homeland Security. But she hasn't worked at a regulatory agency or in financial services. If she's confirmed by the Senate, she would replace the CFPB's acting director, Mick Mulvaney. He was appointed by President Trump last year to fill the role on an interim basis. When he was in Congress, he thought the agency had overstepped, even wanted to get rid of it. And so as director, he's taken a lighter approach to enforcement than his predecessor. And Mulvaney actually holds two jobs. He's also the budget director, which means he's currently Kraninger's boss.
Marketplace's Mariel Segarra, thank you. The CFPB was created with protections built in, which limited Congress's ability to manipulate the Bureau's purse strings. Republicans have long said this was too much independence. Before America's General Electric was allowed to buy the energy generation part of the French conglomerate Alstom, French officials exacted a solemn promise from GE. You want Alstom? You have to create 1,000 jobs in France. So far, the French government says only 320 jobs have been created, and officials are not happy. The BBC's Hugh Schofield reports for us from Paris.
When General Electric bought the power generation branch of Alstom, it made a number of promises as part of the deal, and one of them was to create 1,000 jobs in France by the end of 2018. But last week, GE's chief executive, John Flannery, came to Paris to tell the government that that would not be possible. GE is going through a painful period of restructuring with thousands of job losses around the world, and according to Mr. Flannery, these are overriding considerations. But under the deal, every one of those jobs not created by the end of this year will incur a fine of 50,000 euros. And Labour Minister Muriel Pénicaud said that that money would have to be paid. It's a tricky one for the French government, which on the one hand wants to make France an attractive place for foreign investors, but on the other feels bound to make GE honour its contract.
The BBC's Hugh Schofield in Paris. Let's check the markets. The 100-share index in London is down 0.4%. Here, Dow, S&P, and NASDAQ futures are all down in the 6 to 7/10 of 1% range. The 10-year Treasury yield, actually, that's down 2.91%. Crude oil is down again 0.4%, $64.71 a barrel. As a nonprofit news organization, Marketplace is able to do what we do every day thanks to funding from public radio stations, foundations, corporate underwriters, and listeners like you. Thank you to all the Marketplace investors who've contributed over the last year for helping keep public service journalism strong. All of us really appreciate your support. Maybe the U.S. and global economies keep ticking along until the end of time and the markets remain forever chill. But that's not what history tells us. It's also not the view of the biggest hedge fund in the world. Bridgewater Associates in recent weeks has been circulating a warning. Washington Post columnist Alan Sloan got a look at what you might call, well, not a red alert, but maybe a yellow alert. Good morning, Alan.
Good morning, David.
So listen, first of all, it's lovely living in these Goldilocks conditions. Things not too hot, things not too cold, stock market happy, right?
Right. Lots of classes of U.S. stocks making new highs. The bond market is stable. You're actually starting to get interest income that you can actually measure. Life is good. It's spring. Let's go out and celebrate.
And luckily, trees grow to the sky. This is going to continue ad infinitum. And the prices of things like stocks reflect this notion of things are good right now.
Well, of course. And because things are good and getting better, things will always be good and will always be getting better. I'm surprised you don't realize this, being a sophisticated financial radio host.
Well, it's not just me. Tell me about Bridgewater Associates. This is a pretty big hedge fund, right?
Right. It is the biggest hedge fund in the U.S. It's been enormously successful. It has a terrific record on making money for its investors. And it came out with a report that said basically, we think everything is overpriced and you better look out.
So the suggestion from this document is the thinking at the big hedge fund is a year from now, the smile is going to be wiped off our faces.
That is correct, if not earlier.
I mean, you don't like the term stocks are overvalued, but they're thinking the direction is down on some of this stuff.
Right. They think U.S. stocks, generally speaking, are overvalued. U.S. bonds, generally speaking, are overvalued because interest rates are going to go higher than people expect. And despite the idea that the Federal Reserve controls everything and it's smooth, they suspect there will be hiccups and problems and possibly grief in the economy. And all of this will work its way in a nasty fashion into stock and bond prices.
Now, they don't say what the specific catalyst is going to be. It's just they have a sense that optimism is driving this. And eventually, someone notices that it's not the fundamentals.
That's right. And if they knew what the catalyst would be, you can be sure they wouldn't put it in a report.
Washington Post columnist Alan Sloan is also editor-at-large at ProPublica. Thank you.
My pleasure, David.
And German police today arrested the CEO of Audi as part of the Dieselgate scandal. Rupert Stadler's star had been rising within the parent Volkswagen Group, which has been reorganizing after it emerged that diesel engines on VW and Audi cars were rigged to evade emissions testing and to overpollute. Well, today's arrest of the top person at Audi follows a search by investigators of his apartment the other day. VW stock is down 2.8% in Frankfurt right now. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.